came across this. Give this a little listen here this morning.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun.
Recognize that voice? First time he's ventured into gospel music. It's a brand new album he's going to release on Friday. Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Huh. How about that?
All right, I can tell now.
Yes.
Yeah, now that I know who it is.
You can tell. It's got that Harry Connick. But you're not used to hearing, obviously, such songs. He says that he recorded a new album called Alone With My Faith, a profoundly personal album, and it was in his home studio, obviously in the past year. Mm-hmm. He played every instrument, and he sang all the harmonies, and it's a mix of traditional spirituals with original songs. And he's going to release it on March 19th, and that is Friday. So
we'll have to hear more of that.
Check that out, Alone With My Faith, Harry Connick Jr. Pretty cool stuff. And perhaps it ties in to what I was going to talk about, because, frankly, when it comes to trying to pick your perfect bracket, you need a little faith.
Yes.
And a prayer. WSW and a Big E's Sports Grill in Midland presenting the Basketball Mayhem Contest. You go to WSW.com, scroll down the homepage, find the Basketball Mayhem Contest, again presented by Big E's Sports Grill in Midland. That's inside the Midland Mall, by the way.
You may be watching a lot of those games right there.
Yeah, inside the Holiday Inn. I think I said Midland.
The Holiday Inn, right.
The Holiday Inn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you choose your perfect bracket. And if you do, you potentially could win the $1 million grand prize. We say potentially because if you were to pick a perfect bracket and there were more than just you, the prize would be split.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we've got to make sure we have that. You never know. But looked online, more people are entering, so get your entry in. Your deadline to enter is this Thursday at noon. Now, to help you out, I thought that I would look at, I saw this on USA Today, that they have listed with several of their sports columnists and reporters some of their first-round upsets. And this is to help you fill out your bracket, because, again, you got to pick upsets, especially in the first round. You know, they can happen later on, but usually those upsets in the first round. And this is the question now that needs defining, you know, what is truly an upset? Because I'm looking through here, and they have listed some nines beating eights, seeds.
Right. Not really an upset.
I've never looked at that as an upset. I mean, right. You know, even the 10 and 7s, I don't know. Give me an 11 and 6. Okay. 12 and 5 for sure. 13 and 4, no doubt. You know, then you start getting into it. So just to throw a few out there, because some of these are agreements. Sorry, number 5, Creighton. I've got, let's see, 3 predictors here, and 2 of the 3 think that number 12, UC Santa Barbara, is going to upset number 5, Creighton. So Creighton's in trouble.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. No, the third one does too. So all 3 think that. Does that mean that number 12, UC Santa Barbara, is underranked, or Creighton is far overranked?
Overranked.
Okay.
Which means they'll win.
Yeah, probably. Let's see. Here's another. This one's definitely an upset. If number 12, Winthrop, would beat number 5, Villanova.
Mm.
Really? Villanova. Mm. In fact, let's see. 1, 2, 2 of the 3 have that one. Okay.
Yep.
Here'd be one. Oh, gee, Big Ten fans. Number 13, North Texas, over number 4, Purdue.
Whoa.
A 13 beating a 4.
Yeah, that'd be big.
Especially Purdue. I mean, really?
Yeah, solid team.
Although, there are 2 of the 3 that predict Purdue's going to go down. Well, here's a 10-7. Sorry, Dave.
Florida?
Yeah, number 10, Virginia Tech beats number 7, Florida. At least according to this guy.
We'll see.
Oh, and 2 of the 3 are predicting that. So, okay.
That doesn't sound good.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Well, again, you know, and some of these notes might be throwing out some of those upsets, because, again, you got to try and choose those. Oh, well, here's one. Well, they have whoever wins, you know, Michigan State and UCLA have to battle, and then they'll become the 11th seed. Apparently, The 11 seed, either Michigan State or UCLA, is going to beat number 6 seed BYU. So,
huh.
Oh, and this next one has Michigan State being the 11th seed beating BYU. So he's predicting that Michigan State's going to win and then move on.
And, Sweet 16.
Yeah. Sorry, BYU. Looks like you're going to be done out of two of the three. Oh, number 14, Morehead State over number 3, West Virginia. Again, that would be an upset.
Yeah.
Number 10, Rutgers over number 7, Clemson.
Not really.
You know, again, 10s and 7s, I think you have to get into the 11s and
6s. I'm with you. Yeah.
You know, that's just me. Have you looked into your bracket?
I have not yet. No. I'd like to wait until about Wednesday. That's when I really start to
look into it.
Yeah. I have to give it a couple days.
I've never filled a bracket out. I never have. I enjoyed college basketball, but never got into it where I was going
to take I'm lost just listening to you guys. So last thing I'm going to do is fill out a bracket. If I wanted to be pure luck.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
That's
what it takes,
luck.
A lot of luck.
That's what it takes.
There might be some skill in if you could really discern some certain advantages that one team has over another, I suppose. But when it comes down to it, you need the luck.
Well, when you start talking about Santa Barbara and other places like that, you know a lot more about it than I do.
Well, no, and I don't have a clue. That's why I'm offering up these opportunities for people to hear what other people are predicting. And a lot of people don't have that clue. I mean, there's 64 teams.
Yeah, you're not going to. Everybody's not following all those teams.
And so many people figure that, you know, it's not every time, but I'm sure that you go back through history. I mean, you know, number 4 seeds fall.
Mm-hmm.
The number 5 seeds fall. Sometimes number 3, number 2 even. But, I mean, you got to choose an upset because if you don't, your bracket will just – it'll be busted because you don't choose an upset.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Although there are those years when the 1 seeds all make it to the Final 4.
Yep. That has
happened. 2 seeds sometimes make it there too. So – yeah, it's a game of chance sometimes. It just you don't know. Just go with it.
I'm going to pick on Michelle Gardner of the Arizona Republic. Apparently was included in this as well. I see why I missed, because I didn't have anything marked on her picks but upsets, because she has 3 games picked as upsets. All of them are 9 seeds being 8 seeds. Well, that's going on a little upset. Boy.
Right.
We're going to go plant a garden. All I'm hearing is seeds. Where's Jim? Jim Begick, we need some advice.
Maybe he could help us fill out the brackets by the seeds.